The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
They brutally murder innocent people, including most recently two Americans, whom they beheaded for the world to see in recent weeks. We believe we will beat back the evil of ISIL, and we will fight for the peaceful and secure world that people of all nations, ethnicities, religions, and sects deserve.
All right, that's the Secretary of State, John Kerry, reacting to the President's speech on Wednesday, in a sense, pushing it forward as to what the plan is and what the administration wants to see happen. So ISIL, ISIS, and everything in between. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are definitely water cooler buzzing over this because we want to know how many, first of all, how many Islamic State fighters are there? The number that is being spread out that I have verified is at least 31,000. That's true. Kerry says ISIS is not a war. Do you think it's a war when we have targeted strikes? We're arming Syrian rebels and figuring out who we're training. We're sending some troops to be on the ground. I think it's a different kind of war. But Kerry was careful to say, and that was a little snippet you heard there, that the United States is not at war with ISIS or ISIL, that they're going to combat them, including many different things that somebody doesn't think of normally in the context of war. What we're doing is engaging a very significant counterterrorism operation, and it's going to go on for quite some time. But if someone wants to think of it as a war, they can think of it as a war. It is a war. It's a war of a different sort, if you want to call it that. But I think the problem is they don't want to have anything to do with the word war because people are weary of it after the length of Iraq and Afghanistan. So what is the broadening of the airstrikes, and what does that mean for the people on the ground? And this campaign of expanding efforts to train and equip the rebels in Syria hopefully does not backfire in our faces, because how do you differentiate the good guys from the bad guys? They say the vetting process is going to be the big thing. Well, we've seen the vetting process not work before on other levels. Let's hope who's ever in charge does a much better job of vetting than we've seen in the past. Again and again, we heard it won't involve American combat troops on foreign soil, that it is a counterterrorism campaign. So see, you got to listen to the words. Counterism campaign waged through a steady, relentless effort to take out the Islamic State wherever they exist, using our air power and our support for partner forces on the ground. So no boots on the ground. Partners we're supporting on the ground. And steady efforts to take them out. They better hurry up. Certainly the world is waiting to see how this is all going to end up. And listen, I'm rooting for wiping out ISIL or ISIS, however it's done. But it has to happen now. Conversation is over. If this is what we're going to do, and we're at the point where, where there's more beheadings, we can't, then we got to, we're involved in this. Let's take care of it. Let's not wait till somebody else is cornered and killed. I mean, they are bent on dominating the world, the Islamic State. And it's an unbelievable situation. The past month has been unbelievable. So we got to focus on this. The concentration has to be on this, not taking our eye off the ball. It makes no sense. All right, Oscar Pistorius, as I seg into something else here right from the get-go, is somebody who inspired lots and lots of people but disappointed lots and lots of people after his model girlfriend was killed at his by his own hand when he said he thought it was an intruder on Valentine's Day and shot four bullets into the bathroom door where she was behind on the other side. So this trial seemingly has gone on for a long time in South Africa, but finally a judge rules, and actually rules, I have to say, shockingly, because I thought they would find him much bigger and find him on something, but rules in his favor. He still has to be sentenced, and there is some material left that he could be sentenced for, but it's not murder. It's not flat-out murder. The evidence wasn't there, according to the judge. And here's what Judge Masipa had to say.
There are just not enough facts to support such a finding.
Not enough facts, baby. Not enough facts. Although Pistorius' conduct was negligent, that's what she says, Masipa, and says he can't be found guilty of intentionally killing his girlfriend. But in addition to the murder charge, he faces three weapons charges. The most serious weapons charge related to ammunition found in his house, and he is not going to answer, or well, he's found not guilty in a sense of the crime of murdering his girlfriend. The Olympian's trial and the death of his model and law graduate's girlfriend 6 months ago really had the world watching to see what was going to happen here, and to hear the details of how he fatally shot the model friend, Reva Steinkamp, and the court is satisfied, they say, that the relevant time that he could distinguish between right and wrong and act accordingly. That's what they're saying. Can you imagine the Steinkamps, the family, Barry and June didn't have any expressions a few rows behind Oscar Pistorius for killing their daughter. The father just bowed his head when he heard about the daughter's fatal wounds. Pistorius' uncle, sister, and brother also attended the hearing in the packed courtroom. And he faces, as I mentioned, the three weapons charges. But the most serious is the one that they found the ammunition in his house when police searched it after the killing, and he didn't have a license for it. But he said he was storing it in his safe for his father. So here's the deal. If he's found guilty of the ammunition charge, he could face up to 15 years in prison, though the judge could opt for a lesser punishment like a fine or loss of the gun license or any of that kind of stuff. The other charges are related to allegations that he recklessly fired a gun in public once in a restaurant in 2012 and again out of the sunroof of his car last year. Pistorius denies both of them. So sentencing day coming up on Friday. We'll keep you posted. Relax, kick back, get your popcorn ready. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care about.
So time to go to the movies. Great escape for some of us anyway. You know, if you don't actually go out to the movies, a lot of the movies that I talk about, they're going to be cheap rentals. And I say this as somebody who will do that. That's it. I've had enough, right? There is nothing like an hour or two of mindlessness. I mean, you can get it from, I don't know, sewing, smashing some golf balls, mowing the lawn. You know, everybody has different escapes. But admit it, you like movies once in a while. I have rarely met a person, I've met one, who absolutely can't stand to watch a movie. Just can't stand it. Doesn't like movies, no matter what the movie is. Not interested in spending any time watching movies. But I think that's very rare. So, Dolphin Tale was such a huge hit. You know, whenever you have a hit in Hollywood these days, it's about box office that is sluggish. People are getting laid off in Hollywood. That they're going to make another one of those. So this is about the team at the Clearwater Marine Hospital. They rescued Winter, And they developed this unique prosthetic tail for the injured dolphin. A true story. I went with my mother because my brother lives in the Tampa Clearwater area. And we went to that marine hospital and we saw Winter. People were going there to see the dolphin, but it wasn't like it is now. It's just exploded. And it was pretty cool. It was cool to see the dolphin, but the dolphin's tail was messed up then. And there wasn't the prosthetic tail when we saw Winter. And it's amazing what had happened with that dolphin, an injured dolphin, because there's a lot of dolphins that get caught in nets and fishing lines, and it destroys them because they can't, it's part of their system of how they navigate through the waters. The tail is so vital. So anyway, it was a really, really cool story. And I guess this story goes further and talks about Winter's surrogate mother in the movie. Harry Connick Jr., Ashley Judd, Kris Kristofferson, Morgan Freeman is back again, and there's a couple of other people in this cast. It's 1 hour, 53 minutes, PG. It's rated PG, Dolphin Tale 2. Here's a little snippet.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Clearwater Marine Aquarium. How's everybody doing today? Looks like Winter's being extra playful today.
Winter has been such an inspiration for me. Isn't she just amazing?
Your female bottlenose, Winter.
She's not doing well, Clay.
No one's allowed back here. Winter's not feeling very well.
Does he ever come out?
Not much. It's hard to even coax her out to eat.
You ever try bacon? Works with my cat.
Winter needs to be paired with another female, and soon. I'm giving you 30 days to correct the problem.
Hey, guys, Marine Fisheries just picked up a stranding.
Clay, it's a female.
All right, everyone, when that truck arrives, you will hear one voice, and it will be mine, Sawyer.
I want you right beside me.
That's them.
Oh, she's so little.
We got to get her in the water fast.
I'm going to take her myself.
Now all we can do is hope.
That's her name.
Hello, Hope.
Talk about pairing her with Winter.
You can't just throw two dolphins in the water together.
If they don't like each other, we'll lose Winter.
What are we supposed to do?
It's a big world, Sawyer. You have to shake it up now and then.
I know Winter. If we don't give her this chance, what do we do? I don't want to look back on this knowing we didn't even try.
Sawyer's right.
My sentiments exactly.
We don't know for sure if dolphins feel friendships. It feels like they do. That's not a bad thing.
Is everybody set? Okay. Send hope.
What on earth is wrong with that bird?
Where do I start?
All right, I think it's going to be a pretty good hit. The first one was, and I think people are going to want to see the sequel, those that liked it. It's a feel-good movie. All right, this movie is called No Good Deed. One of my favorite actors is in it. Idris Elba's in it. And it is kind of a chiller in a way. It's PG-13, so it's not ridiculous, some kind of a slaughtering deal. And I say that because as soon as somebody sees the title, that's what they think. But the movie is really about a wife and mother of two living that kind of suburban deal in Atlanta. And then she meets a escaped convict. So you can imagine what happens as the story takes us through that in that direction. Here's a little sneak peek of that.
Mr. Evans fits the criteria of a malignant narcissist. Acts of rage frequently involving the attentions of a woman.
You look so beautiful when you sleep. When I was in prison, I thought a lot about you.
Colin, I tried to wait.
No, you didn't.
There's violence in this man.
Your parole is denied.
They say the storm is going to be really bad.
I better get going.
Tell your dad I say happy birthday. I love you.
Love you too.
That's very good. Good girl. Okay, finish cutting that up, baby. Put it on the plate and then come over here and eat, okay?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother you. I just lost control of my car and a wreck ticket.
Are you all right?
I'm good. I just had it. Do you think I could use your phone?
Do you live around here?
Yeah, over on River Road. I don't even need you. Come in. I'll stand right here. You can hand the phone and shut the door.
Mommy! I'm seeing my daughter. I'll be right back.
All right, thank you.
Yes, somebody needs to use the phone.
Let's do it. Let's go. And up, touch the sky.
Whoa. Put her down.
Please.
Please what?
You have to do it.
I would have thought of all those brains you've got. You would have figured out the game we're playing by now.
Terry, are you here? Hello, yes. There's an intruder in my house.
Yikes. All right, so like I said, kind of in between. If PG-13, they wouldn't have slapped that rating on it, and it's just shy of 2 hours. I think it has a good ending. This is probably one that might be better to get as a rental. It looks like it could be pretty good. Idris Elba is just a great actor, so there's the thing. If you like those kind of movies, it's worth it to spend some time with him, but I'd say I'd wait until it came out streaming or on DVD. So I said that the box office was really down. That makes a difference. I just read a statistic today. Summer business, the poorest in 8 years. Poorest in 8 years. And sadly, what's happened is a lot of people, the behind-the-scenes people, are losing their jobs because of it, like Warner Brothers. The studios got 8,000 employees, and they're already warning them that layoffs were coming at every single level because they couldn't support the amount of people that they were carrying. Yikes. 8 years, the worst. Why? People can stream it. It's cheaper, right? And unless it's a really great movie and you have to see it on the big screen, then you'll probably wait. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Point in the show before we go to Ram Garg to talk about technology and Apple and what Apple's doing to, you know, now they've got the Apple wallet, basically, I'll call it, where, you know, we're talking about merchandise and being able to use it that way, and also the new Apple products and how are they keeping people safe in the wake of the story about the actresses whose security was breached and they were hacked into and they had nude photos, which is crazy. It's just goes to show you don't put any nude photos on your cloud because who knows who may end up getting access. We never know, right? So anyway, that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. But before we get there, in the court of public opinion, what do you think, America? Ray Rice, is it fair what now has happened to Ray Rice, and should the NFL commissioner pay the ultimate heavy price? In other words, should he be asked to resign because they had the video and did not come down harder on Ray Rice in the first place? Then they come out with a domestic violence policy, 6 games automatically, and then indefinite suspension the second time around. They've got a couple of players that they're dealing with, including Ray McDonald, who allegedly punched his pregnant girlfriend. And so he's not on the San Francisco Niners squad right now as they're waiting to see what's going to happen with that after he was arrested. It's obviously a problem in the NFL. There are some great, wonderful players in the NFL. Not everyone. I hate blanket statements. But like anything, it's a part of culture. There are many societies, so you're going to have a little bit of everything. But this Ray Rice thing has really exploded in the court of public opinion. It absolutely has. It's gone way beyond football and around the block 10 times. The Ravens took on Pittsburgh. They slaughtered them, so to speak, on Thursday night. Specifically, as I've mentioned throughout the show, CBS toned down their lyrics and things that they were doing around the game because of what happened with Ray Rice, thinking, well, it's like a journalistic event covering this football game, which sounds funny, doesn't it? There were a lot of fans that wore their number 27s, men and women. That was Ray Rice's jersey. That was his number. And there were people that said, including some females, there was one waitress they interviewed outside of the game who said, there's two sides to every story. I saw the video. That's their personal business, and it shouldn't have affected his career. I don't agree with domestic violence, but she's still with him, so obviously it wasn't that big of a deal. Everyone should just drop it. Wow! Everyone should just drop it. I read a great story, not a great story, but a really telling story this morning in Sports Illustrated. Of course, I get Sports Illustrated along with the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and a million other things. But in the Wall Street Journal, they did a piece on one of Ray Rice's former teammates, Jovan Belcher, who is a linebacker, and he had a sister. Jovan Belcher was the linebacker for the Chiefs that murdered his girlfriend, then went to the Kansas City Chiefs practice facility and shot himself. Remember that? So that story was one of the things that they talked about, which was so shocking. I had a friend who covered the Chiefs, and they still can't believe what happened because he was calling out to coaches, and it was a crazy thing. Chris Johnson, a Ravens cornerback back in 2012, of course, knew Ray Rice well, was friendly with Ray Rice. And he had a sister whose husband murdered her and is now raising the two daughters that she had with the husband that murdered her, who is now in prison for life. But this was his sister. So he eventually moved back to Dallas so he and his wife could care for the two nieces. And he was shocked when he saw the Ray Rice footage. He could not believe what he saw. He said there is absolutely no room at all for any of that. And he said he would never. He said he and Rice were friends and so were their wives. He didn't mince any words. He didn't want to talk about it initially. Then he said, I'd never seen him in that as that type of person that I saw when I looked at that video, and to see that him striking a woman like that, I don't have respect for a man who put his hands on a woman at all. Like so many, he wants the league to also be strong and take a stronger stance. It says to make a statement to the men in the league and the world, if they do something like this, you have to suspend them for a year. It's bad what you saw on the camera, but I think Roger Goodell has to go back and reevaluate. If not, he's going to get a bunch of people getting on him about what type of league this really is. So well said. It's crazy that people want to say, well, what about her? I get it. I mean, hey, not every woman is peaches and cream. It doesn't mean that a woman couldn't provoke a man. But as a man, wouldn't you walk away from that? Wouldn't you get away? And that's what you do. You would get away if that were the case. But to say that it's their personal business, not, my dear, if you get on an elevator, cold cock the woman you're engaged to, who smashes her head against the railing, pull her body out of the elevator. You know that elevators, you should know, are videotaping. They do that to protect the people in the hotel from something happening. You have to take a strong stance on this. So that's it. I mean, I don't see Ray Rice. I don't see Ray Rice playing football again. I could be wrong. Maybe somebody picks him up. Maybe he gets therapy, goes through therapy, which supposedly they were going to try to do. But without a doubt, this has really opened the powder keg up of domestic violence. And think about that. Daughters, mothers, cousins, nieces, none of you want to see that happen to anyone you know. And wouldn't you want to, let's be honest, wouldn't you want to throttle that person? Wouldn't it be a shocking, horrible thing to wake up to? And lots of people wake up to that. Lots of people wake up to it. And domestic violence, as I've talked about before, if you're a police officer, the worst thing to have to deal with. I have an uncle who was stabbed 30 times, domestic violence call. And the guy went after him. He was enraged, crazed out of his mind on drugs. Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kay. Do we have time for my rant?
Let's hear it.
Number one, Rice's wife now is an embarrassment to all domestic violence victims. For her to stand up and say, one, that the media is ruining their lives is ludicrous, and two, that she caused part of that is insanity. I work in domestic violence, and it was the second worst detail that I ever worked, being child abuse being number one. But how dare she try to validate his behavior? I mean, I wanted to smack her myself.
Yeah.
For saying those things. It's an embarrassment. There are women out there that are actually being abused, and a lot of women, truly, they don't know what to do.
Right.
And this Rice critter, how dare he assume that he should just go on as if nothing happened? And I saw the photographs. I chose to go look at them. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I know.
Honest to God, Kate, I cannot believe how people are blaming the media, which, of course, everybody knows the media loves the sensational story.
Sure.
That's not new. They'll write on anything. But for fans to stand up for this man, you know what? That just proves how low the American society is going with respect to morals, to applaud or want this man after he beat the crap out of somebody. Is NFL that important to this many people? Because if it is, it's a sad epitaph for our country. It is very sad.
I agree. It's very sad. There are so many innocent women that just don't know what to do. Exactly what you said, Izzy. And they are within an inch of their life sometimes beaten and then killed sometimes.
Oh, I have answered calls where the woman died. I mean, I was in the dispatch office one time when the woman called in, and I wanted to throttle the dispatcher. Instead of dispatching, she was sitting there talking to her, and I finally said, get a cop out there.
Yeah.
And then we heard two shots. I'll never forget that as long as I live. She was dead. Yep. So any woman that says, well, I caused it, I'm sorry, they need therapy.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely, Izzy. I agree. Perfect way to end this. You have a great weekend. Thanks, Izzy. Coming up next, we're talking some tech with our friend Ram Garg next on ATN.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let me speak. Let me speak.
All right, here we are in America tonight, always talking about Apple. You know that my saga with Apple, I should have a reserved seat going into the store to ask questions about what's happened with my phone and everything else. But I'm really happy now at this point. I thought I had the latest, greatest phone, but we're way beyond that. They're on sixes now. So we thought we'd have Ram Garg on the show with us. He's an expert on mobile commerce, and he can talk about all the things that Apple is doing to actually protect me and you if you have an Apple or if you're thinking of getting one or whatever. It's interesting some of the lengths that they're taking. They just had some big announcements with new products, like I was alluding to, including the whole thing with the watch now that's coming out, I think, at the very end of this year in December. Ram, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Okay.
So now you see that people are so concerned about being hacked into. We just had a thing where celebrities, some of these famous celebrities like actress Jennifer Lawrence, her cell phone was hacked into the pictures, the photographs, and you know, these were personal photographs of hers, and all of a sudden they're all over the internet. So I would assume that Apple's very concerned about that kind of thing, right? And what can they do on their end?
Well, what Apple did is actually that was a really, something they did not take care of upfront. But now, and issue was that as a user to find your phone, you could constantly try and try to find find my phone feature. That will allow you to, you know, guess the security passwords, and that's what people did. Now Apple has reduced the number of retries you could do on that, so that's their first step towards that, basically.
Yeah, to watch that so that doesn't happen. So that's how they could do it, because they could just keep guessing all these passwords, and then they figured them out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, wow, how crazy is that? And that was, I mean, of course, that was huge, because they certainly don't want that to happen. Would you say Apple is of all the companies out there, are they, on a scale of 1 to 10 RAM, are they the best at now at trying to protect customers? Are they the most innovative? Are they working on it the hardest, or is it tough to say?
Say that they are 8 or 9 the way they are taking security seriously, and I think even this with Apple Pay really is a lot more secure than you know, traditional you know, payment methods. So if you carry cash, of course that's not secure, right?
Right.
Same way you know, credit cards, when you pay using credit card, there are many ways that can be hacked. People can see your credit card, they can steal your wallet. But now, basically what Apple has done is that they have this very secured system, protocols that go between the phone and the devices, which communicate using NFC, near-field communication. So, and that information is all highly secured. And as well as, in place of having a single security code behind your credit card, it generates that security code for transactions. So that way, it's way more secure than the methods we use today.
Yeah, way more secure, absolutely. When, you know, there's other scenarios, and you know this, I mean, these hackers are unbelievable, aren't they, Ram? I mean, how... and then, you know, they try to trace it back, and they're somewhere in Russia or some other country or wherever it is, but it could be anywhere, even here in the United States. And there is it that hackers just sit all day and think of ways to break the codes to get in, and it's impossible to 100% guarantee security?
Well, I think people can break in, but I think it's very, very hard. And specifically, today's systems are a lot more exposed. But I'm sure Apple will keep innovating its methods to, you know, make these transactions more and more secure.
When you look at even the new Apple products, do you like the idea of the watch? You know, having the whole smartwatch thing. Do you think that's something that'll catch on with people? Because you're in technology. Do you think people will like that?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm pretty excited to buy a watch for myself. And good part is that Apple has done a very smart thing, and which is kind of a, they can upsell also their, you know, phone and watch together, because they integrated both together so that a watch can leverage some of the battery and CPU power on the phone. So that way, watch is a lot more smarter than a standalone electronic watch, for example. Right. However, it allows you to, you know, do the payments much faster. It allows you to, you know, look at something in place of taking the phone out and, you know, powering it on, or, you know, you can look at that watch and, you know, where you can see your way to where you're going. You can see what friends are online, and a lot more basically with the watch.
How secure is the whole cloud thing?
Well, cloud is always traditionally, you know, companies are scared about cloud, right? And yes, it, there have been breaches. However, I think it's getting better and better. And iCloud is, I think, one of the more safe cloud than many others. And Apple learned its lesson, and they already fixed it. And they are again, you know, investigating how to make it more secure.
Yeah. The at this point in the game, with so much competition between really all the companies, none of them can afford to not take the whole security thing above and beyond, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that has been the, I think it's up to the not only cloud, but the applications deployed on clouds. which could be Apple application, but could be third-party applications, including a lot of e-commerce, right? Those applications also have responsibility to make sure that their transactions are secure on the top of the cloud, basically. So it's a, one is an infrastructure-level security, which cloud needs to provide, but it's an application-level security also where user data need to be and transactions need to be really protected.
Yeah, boy, so agree on that one. Ramgard, thanks so much for coming on. Expert on mobile commerce, software assurance. That's the company founder and CEO. Ram, thanks a lot. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ram. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, great information there from Ram, talking about somebody who's a security expert, so he's on top of what's happening with Apple and a lot of the other companies as well and what they're doing. And as I was talking to him there about that whole naked selfie thing is what it was, and, you know, that's the thing. So Apple's online security questions weren't really helping out in that situation. I mean, I know these actresses were furious over what happened ultimately. But, you know, the security questions, when people go through the questions like that they ask, sometimes we pick out the most obvious. So it would be to your benefit to not pick out obvious things. I mean, like, you know, what's your dream job? What's your childhood nickname? What's the model of your first car? I don't even know if I can answer all those questions. My mind. What's the first film you saw in the theater? What's the first thing you learned to cook? You know, and the list is crazy. So I also think if you were able to, somebody else wrote this, if you were able to create your own security questions and answer them, that'd be good. But I guess it would be too confusing if that happened. Because I think in trying to guess passwords and whatnot, there are natural things that people who are hacking into it realize you would lean toward just knowing, gleaning a few ideas about you, about your pet or about where you live or what you do. And I'm sure for those actors and you know, for those actresses, it wasn't as difficult as one would think. And this security thing is pretty serious when you use the phone for everything. And think of all the payments. Think of what you're hitting and what you're paying for. And none of us want to get caught in a situation where somebody does that, hacks into our private info, and it's out there. Listen, I've been hacked. I was hacked not on a phone, but hacked several years ago on the whole Gmail thing. I was apparently held for ransom in London, and the crazy thing is some people actually believed it, which I don't understand that, and they were people I knew. But it was really a hassle. It was really a hassle to get through everything I had to do, and plus, so much important info had been, you know, was lost, and I couldn't log in, and it was of course a day that was a nightmare day, and then it just added to the stress of that. So you got to take this security thing very, very serious, especially with these questions, whether we're just talking about what I threw out there, the whole Google thing, or really back to the gist of what we were talking about, the cell phone and Apple unveiling mobile payments, which is huge. And because of the whole iCloud hacking scare, how safe are the mobile payments? And you heard what he had to say. He gave him an 8 or so on a scale of 1 to 10. And that's actually pretty good in the security world for sure. All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.